You're listening to the Voice of American Częstochowa, the broadcast from the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa, Doylestown, Pennsylvania. This is Father Timothy Tarnacki. Praise be the Lord Jesus Christ. In today's program, you will be able to hear a meditation on Sunday Gospel, as well as information about our shrine. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The apostles said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." The Lord replied, "If you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you would say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it would obey you. Who among you would say to your servant who has just come in from plowing or tending sheep in the field, 'Come here immediately and take your place at the table'? Would he not rather say to him, 'Prepare something for me to eat. Put on your apron and wait on me while I eat and drink. You may eat and drink when I am finished.' Is he grateful to that servant because he did what was commanded? So should it be with you. When you have done all you have been commanded, say, 'We are unprofitable servants. We have done what we were obliged to do.'" Brothers and sisters, the apostles in the Gospel today ask Jesus Christ to increase their faith. They ask that their faith may be stronger. Maybe this is something that we want to ask the Lord today, that He can strengthen our faith. When we look at the context of this Gospel, the entire chapter 17 of the Gospel of Luke, we see that the apostles ask for the Lord to increase their faith when they hear the challenging teachings of their master, like the teaching about forgiveness, to forgive 70 times 7, or about scandals. Or maybe perhaps they ask for their faith to be increased, especially for the moment of the cross and suffering that will soon come upon them. In the first reading today, in a similar way, Prophet Habakkuk asks the Lord to give a sign to his people among violence, evil, and struggles that the prophet sees around him. These are the struggles that we also face in our life, the darkness and the evil that we experience in our daily battles, both physical and spiritual. Among them, it's easy to lose hope and to get discouraged. It's easy to lose faith and to doubt God's intervention. But God encourages us to have faith. As He says through the prophet, "The just one, because of his faith, shall live." Although our faith very often seems to be small as a mustard seed, very weak and modest, when we trust the Lord, when we ask for His help, the Lord can build great things on the foundation of our faith. We just have to trust Him as the disciples and ask Him to increase our faith, to make it stronger and firm.
Come to invite me. join us for the Fatima Day devotion at our shrine, which takes place every 13th day of the month from May to October at 7 p.m. We begin with the Holy Mass, and then we are having a rosary procession around the shrine. This year, as we celebrate the coronation of the icon of Our Lady of Częstochowa, and as we prepare for this spectacular celebration, anyone who attends the shrine and prays through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary from May to October can receive a plenary indulgence. So we invite you especially for our Fatima Day devotion this year at our shrine.
On Monday, October 7th, we will celebrate the feast day of Our Lady of the Rosary. Outdoor rosary procession will take place at 7 p.m. We invite you all to attend. Lector workshop at the Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa will take place on Thursday, October 24th, from 7 to 9 p.m. in the Chapel of Our Lady of Częstochowa. The workshop will be led by Father Dennis Gill, Director of the Office for Divine Worship of the Archdiocese of Philadelphia. To register, please call our shrine or email us at częstochowalectors@gmail.com. If you would like to sing in our choir, please come for the rehearsal every Thursday at 7 p.m. in the music room, located at the entrance to the Chapel of Our Lady. On Sunday, November 3rd, we'll celebrate the day of prayer for all the faithful departed. Following the 12:30 Mass, the traditional procession to the cemetery will take place. On that day, all morning Masses, 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12:30, will be celebrated in the upper church. The names of our deceased beloved ones for the All Souls Novena can be mailed to us or simply left at the shrine's office. We would like to invite everyone to celebrate with us the Healing and Mercy Mass. The Mass will be said on every first Friday of the month at 7 p.m., followed with the exposition of the Most Blessed Sacrament, recitation of the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and a prayer for spiritual and physical healing. We start on Friday, October 6th. Everyone is invited to attend.
A perpetual novena to Our Lady of Częstochowa is said each Wednesday after the 11:30 a.m. Mass. Each day following the 11:30 a.m. Mass, we have exposition and adoration of the Most Blessed Sacrament until 5 p.m. The Sacrament of Penance is available every day at 11:30 a.m. Mass and on Sunday during every scheduled Mass. Thank you for listening, the Voice of American Częstochowa. May the good Lord bless you and the Blessed Mother protect you in this coming week. Praise be the Lord Jesus Christ.